This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning, Philip C and Shazana Mukhtar. It is now 8:36, Wednesday, the 9th of March. And following through with our lineup of contenders in the countdown to the Johor elections expected to take place on the 12th of March, we're talking to one of the parties, which is the DAP, because out of the 56 state constituencies, they will be contesting in 14 seats in this upcoming elections. And DAP is one of the two parties that has successfully negotiated seat allocations with MUDA without any clashes.
Just to give a recap, in the last election, Johor saw DAP secure 14 seats, which provided it the largest share of seats to the Pakatan Harapan coalition. Now, today we speak to YB Liu Chin Tong, competing in the Perling seat. And this is the first time throwing his hat in the ring for a state constituency. So what are the pledges of DAP to Johor and how confident are they in this election?
For some answers, we speak to Liu Chin Tong, Johor DAP chairman. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chin Tong. Now, what are the DAP campaign pledges for voters in Johor? What can they look forward to?
I think, first of all, DAP and Pakatan Harapan is offering clean government. I think clean government is the cornerstone of everything else. We have to build upon it. Secondly, I think, we are basically promoting dynamic government. There's a need for a dynamic government to bring better jobs, better pay, and better business environment for ordinary Malaysians and ordinary Johorians. I think that has to be dealt with. There are also other issues. For example, in the Southern Johor region, there is a need to think about a new way of dealing with our cities in terms of urban transport, in terms of housing, environment, flood mitigation, public transport. I think we need a new way of dealing with our urban areas. And finally, there is a need to rethink federal-state relationship. State government has very little power, and there's a need to renegotiate federal and state relationship in order to build, for example, a better healthcare system. We need a better healthcare system, but that can only be funded if there's a new way of looking at how to fund healthcare in places like Johor.
So hold on, how can you amend the relationship between state and federal? This is going to be seismic, isn't it? Are you talking about more allocation or perhaps even more empowerment to the state government?
Yeah, I think both. State government should be empowered in areas like healthcare, economic development, education in the long run. We have a very centralized federalism, which was actually built based on an UMNO-controlled, UMNO-dominated one-party state, where the Prime Minister and the Chief Minister or Menteri Besar were from the same party. But today, the Prime Minister couldn't stop the Menteri Besar from requesting for a dissolution in Johor. Basically, the old one-party centralized state has broken down. Well, and it's time for us to renegotiate and force through basically right. A new way of looking at federal and state relationship. And that requires a strong state government, a state government that is prepared to push for new ideas.
So why was it so hard for you to decentralize when you were in power?
We were actually trying to decentralize in many ways. I think there were efforts in order to do so, but of course, those were very short period of time.
Okay, and I want to take a little bit of a step back. You know, you mentioned you want clean, dynamic government. To be honest, we've had more than one political party on our show. We've had Bersatu, we've had PAS, we had MCA, UMNO, all claiming the same thing. All right, what's going to be different about your version of clean and dynamic government?
I think eventually you need a systemic change to the way we do things from the bottom to the top. And this election, unfortunately, is really a referendum on whether we are going back to the past or moving ahead into the future. Barisan Nasional has dissolved the State Assembly, basically promising that we're going to return to the past. Mm. We're going to return to the past where UMNO will be dominant, and only with UMNO dominance that there will be a strong and stable government. That is their version of stability. That is their version of a good government, which I hope and we are campaigning, we are appealing to the voters to reject that version of government. Now, what we are saying is that changing a nation creating a clean government will take time, but please give us that mandate for 5 years in order to build a clean government, to build a dynamic government.
You see, that's the issue, right, Chin Tong? People did give you the mandate in GE14, okay? And then it didn't follow through. It only happened for 2 years. So some of your detractors will say, there's no point, right? Because at the end of the day, what I want is stability. I want certainty. And it didn't materialize. In fact, what happened was 3 changes of government. How are you going to do things differently? Can you guarantee that it will be different and there'll be no change in terms of who the prime minister is?
Over the last 3.5 years, what was the cause of instability? The cause of instability was UMNO. UMNO refusing to accept that we have entered a new era where there's no more one-party dominance, and UMNO trying to restore that. So this election is about UMNO trying to restore the old order while we are trying to explain to the voters that the old order is no longer working. The new way of stability comes through consensus between bipartisanship. You need to accept that there needs to be bipartisanship in politics, otherwise there will not be stability. Returning to a one-party state, returning to UMNO dominance would not solve that.
I get you. I think you make a case, but you know, do voters really believe it, right? Look at Malacca, look at state, look at Sarawak. You know, your party lost tremendously. Are we going to see a repeat of that in Johor?
You know, we will leave it to the voters and we'll respect the voters' choices. But I think it's important to put the case forward that this is actually, the Johor election is the election that will determine the future of Malaysia.
Do you think the issue here is not...
The reason is, this election, if UMNO is winning big, then we are expecting a very soon, what they call a general election in June, maybe. Mm-hmm. But if UMNO is not winning, let's say UMNO win less than 29 seats, UMNO is not forming a majority, we can expect that the court cluster will diminish, their influence will diminish, and there will be a new UMNO, there will be also a new Malaysia.
Do you think the issue with your progress and your promises is not actually the promise itself, but the way the leadership is carrying out that promise?
Sorry, I don't get you.
Do you think there's an issue about your campaigning process and program and also the leadership at Pakatan Harapan in delivering those promises that you so articulately explained just now?
I think eventually when the voters go to the polls, the decision is no longer to compare Pakatan Harapan with, say, for example, Angels. In a lot of propaganda from the other side, Pakatan Harapan is compared with perfection. But in reality, when voters go to the polls, when they go to the polling boxes, they have to compare between 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 candidates, and they are also comparing between the 3 main coalitions that are offering themselves. That is Pakatan Harapan, Barisan Nasional, and Perikatan Nasional.
Yes.
So when voters go to the polls, they don't compare Pakatan Harapan with perfection. They are comparing the 3 coalitions and the candidates, listed on the ballot paper.
Yeah, Chin Tong, we hear you, but it's also a question of how much confidence they have in each of the coalitions, right? So,
we are facing a situation where this is the end of a one-party state, and voters. The interesting thing is that voters are cynical in many ways.
Yes,
voters lack confidence in all politicians, but. One important factor that not many people have been talking about is that there's no longer fear. See, before 2018, many voters voted for Barisan Nasional because they were fearful of consequences the consequences of a change of government, chaos, riots. But today, voters are cynical, voters are voters lack confidence in politicians in general because there's no longer fear factor.
Okay.
We are in a new era.
I get you. No fear, but they're still cynical and tired. So that will lead to low turnout. And that is going to be a big disadvantage for you guys, isn't it?
Well, that basically is something that we will have to battle. We'll have to convince voters that UMNO has 500,000 what they call hardcore voters. Rain or shine, that 500,000 voters will come out to vote. But it really depends on at the end, whether it's 1 million people voting or 1.5 million people voting or 2 million people voting.
Okay.
In this election, in the last election, there was only about 1.7 million voters on the electoral roll of Johor. Mm-hmm. This election, there are about nearly 2.6 million voters. So it is an expanded electorate. And in this expanded electorate, I think, and we'll see a low turnout in terms of percentage, but it is an expanded electorate.
Okay, Chin Tong, 1 minute, 1 minute. I want to ask you, and you have only 1 minute, will heads roll this time if DAP cannot win its seats in Johor? And will that be extended to the coalition party if it also doesn't deliver?
Well, I think we'll see what happens on Saturday.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Liu Chin Tong, Johor's DAP chief, ending this conversation without giving us an answer as to whether heads will roll, because people want to know.
Yes, I think
accountability is key in politicians, right?
Well, I think the results will speak for themselves. I really wonder whether Johor is a repeat of Melaka and Sarawak. But I think there are some different elements that are different, like the MUDA participation, the expansion of youth vote, whether that will come through. But I think Chin Tong also made the point, although less fearful, very cynical, but and tired.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.